You know, it wasn't tough, you know, continuing the faith down there. That was one of the main reasons why I chose to stay for my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had an opportunity to leave early,
right.
But I had just become a Christian and I was still young in my faith, and I knew that I still needed to, you know, grow in that area,
mm-hmm.
As well as grow, you know, on the court as well.
Right.
But that was probably the main reason why I stayed, was to grow in my faith and to build stronger foundations there, because mm-hmm. I knew what I was going to be headed into.
Right.
And so, you know, I went down there and you know, it wasn't easy, you know, at first. But, you know, right away I was able to, you know, meet some great people and get plugged into a church there. And probably one of the most difficult things was particularly in the locker room,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, here, you know, I was a Christian, but, you know, I was the captain of the team.
Right.
I was a senior, I was a leader. So, you know, if there was a conversation going on that, you know, was a little out of line, then, hey, you know, I could kind of,
right.
you know, deflate that, or, hey, I could change the radio, you know, the radio mm-hmm. station or something like that, where, hey, now I'm going into an NBA locker room with Shaquille O'Neal and Gary Payton and Pat Riley. I'm a rookie.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't have much say-so in anything. And so really my mindset in going in that kind of environment was just to, hey, really let my life do the talking and really let my life show these guys, you know, what I was about. And then they would ask, hey, you know, what's up with you, man? You're not like the typical rookie or the typical NBA guy. What's going on? And then that would open up a door, you know, to be able to minister to them and share how, you know, mm-hmm. God transformed my life. And so, you know, that was kind of the mindset going in.